Hi. Well, welcome back. We're ready for chapter four. What are you afraid of? Susan Jeffers wrote a book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. And any change is going to have an element of fear involved in it because there's no change, there's no loss without gain, and there's no gain without loss. So there's no change without a negative aspect to it as well. And whether that negative aspect is difficult, is a huge negative or not, we're still going to feel an element of trepidation when we're moving in towards a change. So the problem is that fear creates inertia. So if we're really afraid of something, then we're not going to do it. We're not going to do what we need to do. And I remember when I was about 7 years old, standing on the top diving board of the set of boards at the swimming pool that I used to swim in, and I was so frightened of jumping off that I ended up having to climb down the stairs again. The steps, it was a ladder, in fact, it was quite steep, and people had to sort of move to one side to let me down because there was a big queue of people behind me. So the fear just stopped me doing it. Once I overcame that fear, I was still afraid of it and jumped, it felt fantastic. So feel the fear and do it anyway is important, but we need to be aware of what that fear is. So for chapter four, I want you to write down the things that you're afraid of in terms of what might or might not happen. So are you afraid of what might happen if you do it? Are you also afraid of what might happen if you don't do it? So write those fears down, and again, be creative, draw pictures, whatever it may be, but create and capture all of your fears here, because then once you're aware of something, you can influence it. If you're aware of what those fears are, then you can do something to overcome them. So good luck with writing your fears down, and we'll see you soon.